you know, something that's rubbed off on his son, my dad Bob, and who's passed in 2014, and myself, and my kids love to hunt. But anyway, it was an interesting time back then. I think my grandpa was 1938. He came to Fairbanks.
Yeah, it was about the same time my grandpa did. Yeah. I'm sure they were in cahoots somewhere.
Here's the neat part. My grandmother in Washington, Everett, Washington, she won a Chevy coupe in a church raffle. He immediately sold it and moved to, took the money to go. I don't think he even asked her. She says, yeah, well, we don't need the Chevy coupe. We're going to Alaska. That was his impetus to come here because, you know, they didn't have the money. He was struggling at the time, and they were, you know, it was just enough money to get up here. So he came up actually ahead of the family. My dad was 8. He was living in Washington State. My grandpa came up here, started working for the FE company, brought the family up, you know, later. And so they were up here in 1940, I think. So that's a long ways back. That's a whole different time. Fairbanks, I forget what the population of Fairbanks was in 1940.
Seven. I think it was seven.
Seven?
I'm pretty sure it was seven.
It was like 9 or 12 when they got here. But but yeah, just a lot of interesting history with our family. So we have a lot of history. There's a lot of businesses in this town that have history even longer than ours. Actually, not a lot. I think we're the third oldest business. I have to confirm that. But, you know, you got Sourdough Express. And I'm talking about family that still have family in it. You know, they started in 1898. You know, Jeff Gregory and that family is still involved with that heavily. Karen and those folks, really neat history. You can go to their website, Sourdough Express, and they've got a video and it shows Gene Rogge and Walt Schlofelt and everybody back there. It's really interesting. And then there's Wilbur Brothers, and that dates back to sometime between 1914 and 1921, and
you
know, Roy Wilbur still over there knocking it out. You know,
that's crazy, isn't it?
Fixing the stoves that his dad and uncles and everybody else built years ago that have made it, you know, 70 years. Now they need a little touch-up repair. So good on you, Roy Wilbur. I love talking to him. He's kind of a history buff. So we've got a lot of businesses in this town that I'm intrigued with.
Kind of like the one you're on right now.
There you go. That's another one. KFAR, you know.
1938.
Yep, so. Goes back. Yeah, that's right. 1938. And there's other ones like Gene's is, I think, 1948. Gene's Chrysler. The News Miner, they go way back. Of course, they're not all family owned anymore. What's that?
45.
Gene's. 1945. Yeah, so yeah, we got them beat a little bit. Not much. No, it's 48. We're 45. They're 1948, I think.
I thought they just had their 75 year as well.
They did. We had it a couple of years ago.
Oh, I see. Okay, there we go. Okay.
I'm not going to give up a couple of years.
By the way, do you want to introduce the other voice that's here with
us? Probably that everybody's. Should. Yeah, full disclosure. This is my daughter, Emily Peterson-Wood, and she's got one of the businesses we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, so this is really cool. I'm very excited really about excited this. About very that. Excited about it.
Yeah, so Emily, why don't you tell us a little about yourself before the break? Give a little history on how you got into film and
kind of let's talk about the business name and everything first. You just started this, and really this kind of came did it really happen that fast? I mean, your brochure, you've got everything here, and you're saying you just kind of came up with this a couple months ago when you were helping us with the Boy Scouts, with the Distinguished Citizens event. And I gave you a bunch of old videos and stuff to go through to switch over digitally. You happen to have some of that equipment now, and now you've grown and you've built that into an actual business.
Yeah, so the business I have is called Arctic Archives. And what it is being able to convert that old footage that we all have laying around, whether it's VHS or 8mm, and putting it into a digital form so it's usable or storable. And I did get started from the Distinguished Citizen Award. I saw your old footage, and it just kind of got me thinking and, you know, a little nostalgic. And hearing your voice growing up with that, you know, it made me start going back and looking at stuff. And about the same time, just recently, my grandmother-in-law, they had a house fire and lost everything. Ooh. They got out okay.
And the one thing everybody said, everything is just stuff, but these are memories.
Yeah.
And they're different. If I think anybody would do the same thing. You save your family, you save your pets, you save your photos. That's kind of the order it goes in if there's, God forbid, a tragedy in your home, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Right. Maybe not that order.
All right. Depends on how good the photos
family,
are.
Yeah.
It's like the family, maybe the photos, then the pets.
Yeah, there
I think
you
it
are.
Depends on how much you like the pet.
Yeah,
but to be able to go back and share those memories with your family members, like
right.
I have nieces now that are at the age where they can kind of understand. They're about 5 and 6 years old, and they're like, wait, mommy and you were kids once too?
Yeah.
And so we get
amazing.
To go back and share some of those memories that, you know, it builds a whole nother level of connection with them.
And being KFAR, there's a lot of listeners right now that have boxes of 8mm movies,
right.
VHS tapes, and photos.
A lot of those... A lot of those 8mm tapes,
those reels
are getting to a point where you're only going to be able to play them one more time, and they're going to disintegrate, shatter. It happened to us when we made one of our number one videos that's on our website. Mm-hmm. It's my dad and grandpa, my grandpa going into Healy Lake with Leo Schlofelt and some other guys in 1953 when it froze in. And it's an amazing video. Rule Griffin, the old photographer here in town, filmed it, narrated it. Anyway, we played that. This is 20 years ago. We played it, and as it went through, it was disintegrating. We were filming it on the wall, which is
you would have it, knowing it was going bye bye.
That's right. So a lot of this footage that's in that shoebox in your under your house there needs to be preserved. And what's really neat with Emmy's equipment, I had no idea. Well, we should talk about your equipment when we come back.
We're gonna talk about the technology and exactly what you can do, and that and other businesses in town. We're gonna do that coming right up. We got a little break. We'll be back.
Coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
See your world in perfect focus every task and moment in your life. Your miraculous eyes are constantly at work informing you and protecting you. Protect them with the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks. Ophthalmologist Dr. Stanley Fuller offers complete family medical vision care, surgery for cataracts, diabetes, glaucoma, eyelids, injections, laser surgery, and more. Dr. Fuller is on your team of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and opticians providing complete eye and vision care. Your eye health professionals on Mini Street. Visit eyeclinicoffairbanks.com.
Stay informed of what's happening on the firearm scene today. Tune in to Shooter's Corner with your host, Laura Berkowitz, for news and conversation on guns, your Second Amendment rights, local events, and important legislation. Sponsored in part by Rogers Auto Repair. Rogers Auto Repair has been helping interior Alaskans care for their cars and trucks for nearly 50 years. From the same location near the airport on Dale Road, listen in to Shooter's Corner every Thursday morning at 11, right here on KFAR Radio.
This is Ann with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, thanking you for your support of your local Interior Alaska Food Bank. Because of you, we have had 4 decades of collecting local surplus food to give to those in need. The volunteer hours that you have given, the food that you've donated, and the cash that you have shared has helped tens of thousands of your local neighbors who woke up hungry to go to bed with full bellies. You make a difference in this community, one meal at a time. Thank you for your support of the Fairbanks Community Food Bank.
KFAR weather.
High of 0 today, under cloudy skies, northerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, chance for snow 13 below. Snow likely again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 4 above. Cloudy skies, 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow through Sunday. And that's your weather on KFAR, 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 10 degrees below zero.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Okay, we're back talking with Emily Peterson Wood and her new business, Arctic Archives. Full disclosure, she's my daughter, but she does fantastic work. Many of you have seen the commercials with Urban Rahoy and Bud Fate. Emmy did those.
Yeah.
No. Let's go back further. I've been doing your commercials since I was 14.
That's right.
So I started all this is I went over, I started playing on Grandma's Macintosh, and she had a basic old school video program, and I just started, first I was the one, you handed me the camera, I just started doing things with it. But I remember I went to Hutch, and I went there for a couple of years, and I went into the film industry.
They have that, what is it, John over there? What is the gentleman's name running it now? But they've got a great program for learning how to do audio, video, production, newscast, the whole works.
Where I learned all of my conversions, everything, how to convert, because I took, how it started is, this is actually another thing that I do, is my final project was I took a whole bunch of footage of my sister growing up, photos from, 8mm to Betamax to High 8 to Mini DV. I mean, you name whatever format is, I can go back to as far as 8mm right now. And I took all that, converted it into a VHS, and back then I had to go VHS, computer, DVD. The technology has increased so much, it makes my life a lot easier. But I put all those into a video, added some music to it, and made her a graduation video. And so she was able to have that, and I played it in front of her entire class, and she wanted to kill me afterwards. But it was a lot of fun. But then I started, doing more of Compos commercials, the River Challenge. I'd be hanging off the front of the boat, getting those really cool shots of that 3 inches of water, all that fun stuff. Inches matter. I really started just following this path, and I went down to Colorado Film School and got a degree in film, and everything from production to advertisements to marketing, conversion, film development, expression, you name it. And so I figured bring it back to, Fairbanks, where it seems like we kind of need something like
this. And for a while you worked over and you were doing the commercial production for one of the local television stations, and some of the best commercials that were coming out ones that you produced.
Yeah, KTVF was a lot of fun.
They were very good.
There were some award-winning ones. I think the one you shot with your dog Jackson.
With the dog going into Cold Spot Fields.
Yeah. They still run that all the time.
Still run it. You still see it all the time.
We have a couple more up our sleeve, maybe down the road. We don't
right
know.
On. Wonderful. Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So and back to Hutch. You told me at the time. When you went to Hutch, they had higher dollar equipment than any TV station in town.
They still stay on it. They get some good stuff over there, and it's a good program. And the kids are learning how to do play by play and shoot games. Yep. And
they have a phenomenal program, and I honestly can't say I would be where I am today without them.
Yeah, it's fun. I've been asked to go over, and I've helped him out a time or two as well. And I know a number of local broadcasters have also. So
tell the story a little bit. You almost got a chance to work on The Hateful Eight.
Okay.
When you were in Colorado.
So when I was
Tarantino movie.
Right. Sure.
So when I was in Colorado, there was a call for the film students to come up and help with The Hateful Eight, the Tarantino film.
Right.
Up in Telluride, Colorado, and everybody was so stoked. I mean, we found out about this at the beginning of semester, and all of us were just, jumping out of our pants to get there. And 3 days before, a record snowfall came, and none of us could drive there. So that scene at the barn in the beginning where they're going through that huge storm, that was a storm that stopped us from going.
So those weren't soap flakes then. That was the real deal. Okay. Yeah.
I remember you calling me saying, hey, Dad, I might be working for Tarantino for a day or two.
Yeah, right.
Great.
Oh, that's funny. Of course, we're here on a live KFAR radio Problem Corner. Our guest host, Craig Compo. The other guest is wonderful daughter, Emily, here with her new business, Arctic Archives.
By the way, Emily filmed the Benny Lynn roast for me when we did the Benny Lynn roast.
And that's up on...
it's on YouTube. Yeah. You can go to Benny Lynn Roast on YouTube. And it was, I think, one of the best ones ever. We were talking about it this week
over at the Botel with Natalie and Lisa Johnson and everybody, saying it was the best.
It was the best one
so far. And hats off to Amanda and the United Way, who were phenomenal.
And I guess they raised a bunch of money. That's
they raised a lot of money.
Good.
So that's really good. And, of course, Emily had her hands in on that. And, of course, doing our videos for the Distinguished Citizens
Award.
Because I still haven't got the video you guys were showing of us. It kept looping. I would love to have that one.
You have it on, actually, they have it over at the Scouts office on you're talking about. That's on a thumb drive. But
yeah, I have a copy of it.
Okay, because that was fun. I need to post it just so everybody remembers my sweet mullet.
It was beautiful.
It was on point.
It was definitely the stereotypical, beautiful mullet. I was impressed.
It was one beautiful mullet. Of course, now, with your business now, you were showing me something else that's very cool and unique about the business, and that is we're talking video and film, but also those really rejuvenating and bringing back to life those old photos. You showed me one that had stuck to the glass and had the tint on it, had a big crack from the glass on it. And you, it took a while, but you were able to almost bring that photo back to life and bring, I've done it a little bit with old photos in like just on my computer right. with what I have. And but what you did was really impressive. So it's not just movies that you're able to do this with,
no.
but photos as well. All those old photos, you can kind of touch them up mm-hmm. if need be, make them look all pretty like. And
so without getting too technical, in my degree from Colorado, I did get certified in the Adobe collection. And that allows me to take photos that are ripped, torn, water damaged, sun bleached, you name it, pretty much, and be able to recreate those. I can also take those black and whites and add color to those that would naturally Ooh. Be because, you know, every all the black and white photos, they have now a pairing of the color of what that color would be. So the technology that's out there is just incredible as long as, like, you figure out how to use it. And I always tell everybody, but this is so easy. This is so easy. And my family's like, well, maybe for you, you know?
Yeah, right. But, miss going to school to learn how to do it? Sure.
But I really absolutely love this. It's not just, you know, I like being able to help people, but being able to see the history of people's families and, you know, the history of this town and be like, oh my gosh, I went there too, and
of
I
course.
Grew up there. It's just really awesome.
You're going to have to be careful because some people are going to have some movies and go, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Let me
Oops.
State.
Tommy Lee? Is it Tommy Lee's video?
I did have one customer. And
Who shall rename
me? Yep.
Okay. It wasn't me.
No.
All right, so everything, also everything is very discreet. If they do wander, that's totally discreet.
Sure.
So.
Oh, 100%. And that's what I was going to say is somebody came up and said, I'm not exactly sure what's on these tapes. And I said, you know what? It's okay. I've probably seen worse. My dad being who he is.
and who his friends are.
Yeah, yeah.
But, everything that you give me is 100%, you know, confidential. I would never share that. It is your property, and I treat it as if it's my own. So I treat it with very much respect. I use white gloves when I handle any 8mm film. Those things do have a shelf life. So any kind of – and that was one of the big issues was – sending those out because right now in Fairbanks or in I don't know if anyone in Anchorage does it either, but sending those out and having them be exposed to that cold and that jostling around, like that is
right.
a recipe for disaster.
Right. So I'm already thinking of a couple I want to bring your way. So that's cool. And I talked to her about helping us with our KFAR archives and our photos that we're putting up on the internet. I've got a box of cool old photos. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to get them to you here. Once again, Craig Compo is with us. His wonderful daughter Emily and her business Arctic Archives, which is pretty cool, here on KFAR Radio, streaming live at KFAR Radio Fairbanks.com. Coming up here in a little bit, let's see, we've got news. We still got a couple more minutes before Fox News comes in, and you have somebody else coming. What are we doing here?
Yeah, Rod, a good buddy of mine who runs a rental business in town that's doing fantastic. He's going to call in around 11:45. We'll talk to him. I want to talk about his business a little bit. I think it's really interesting.
We also want to talk about a possible new weekend show we're going to come up featuring this man right here.
It's going to happen. Yeah.
I think that's going to happen. That'll be wonderful.
Yeah.
And what he needs is a good board operator and somebody to run the audio equipment during the recording of that
show.
I
have no idea who could do that. I really don't.
Good.
Drawing a blank.
Because I'm tired of filling in here. Why is she not over here?
She's got to show me how to do it. I'm sure I can run it.
Uh-huh.
I'll figure it out.
I'm sure you
There's
could.
Only
I've got
47
no
buttons I can see from here.
All right. So with this business now, you're doing this out of your home? Do you have a shop somewhere? Is there a place people take it? How does this work if people need to reach you for Arctic Archives?
Yeah, what's your number?
So I'm working on building up a website right now, but I am on Facebook under Arctic Archives. All the information that you need to contact me is there. I am running it out of my home, but part of my business is I pick up and drop off.
Okay.
So wherever you are, as long as it's within reason, I will come to you or meet you to be able to grab that your belongings, because even transporting some of those, I like to have them in a special container when I transport them. Just
see? Silly. A little extra TLC there. See?
Absolutely.
A little extra
TLC. And, you know, think about it. What's your option? There's companies in Boise, Idaho, and Buffalo, New York that do this. You got to send those memories out.
Oh, okay. And
relying on the post office, the UPS guy, whatever else. I mean, and then whatever happens.
And you don't
happens.
Get to actually talk to the people. Yeah, you know, you're really sending it out, and then it's like, okay, I hope it comes back right. And I've done that, and it took forever, and it was pricey, and it was like, okay.
Yeah.
And this is just a much better way, and why not just keep it local? I mean, that's just another opportunity to keep it local.
Yeah.
Yep. And then what you do is you give them the information that they have it digitally, and they can do with it what they want. They can post it. They can put it on YouTube. They can put it on Facebook. They can just save it away on a jump drive somewhere safe. It'd probably be a good idea to get a backup copy so one jump drive goes in a fireproof safe or somewhere.
Well, I also, because it is Arctic Archives, I can keep a copy for you.
Oh, there you go. So you always have one there just in case of backup. Nice. Awesome. Yep. All right, bottom of the hour, which means we're going to hear from our sponsors. Fox News coming up as well. Followed by your KFAR News Minute. Streaming live. KFARradio.com. Problem Corner. Well, Dave is in Maui. Probably eating good food, would be my guess.
And lots of it.
Lots of it. More Problem Corner coming up.
Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is urging Americans to leave Ukraine, saying there are more troubling signs of Russian escalation,
including new forces arriving at the Ukrainian border. And as we said before, we're in a window when an invasion could begin at any time.
Russia currently has more than 100,000 troops along Ukraine's land and sea borders, and Moscow denies it has any plans to invade. Five Phoenix police officers were shot and wounded today, including four shot while trying to take a baby to safety. A woman was also critically injured. Investigators say the first officer investigating a report of a woman shot was invited into the home by the suspect.
As he approached the doorway, the suspect ambushed him with a gun and shot him several times.
Phoenix Police Sergeant Andy Williams, the baby was not harmed. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports that a spike in demand for housing in the borough has caused home values to rise, and many borough residents are expressing surprise at the tax value the assessor's office has calculated for their homes. Assessments are largely based on the sale price of similar homes nearby. Borough Mayor Bryce Ward published a video on January 27th discussing the local real estate market and tax assessment notices, which went in the mail on February 2nd. 2021 was a very active year, Ward said. We had a record-breaking number of sales that occurred here in the Fairbanks North Star Borough. Home values borough-wide have increased by about 10%, with the average home now costing $304,000. That's up 11.5% from $273,000. Ward said. Commercial property values increased on average by 15%, the mayor said, at a routine press availability on Tuesday. Typically, property values rise by about 2-3% over year, and just because your property value increased, that doesn't necessarily mean that your tax value will increase, Ward said.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Coming to Fairbanks Saturday, February 26th at the Spur, it's country star Granger Smith.
Sing along to my back.
And special guest Earl Dibbles Jr.
And you got a dip in your lip, help me sing along. This is the country boy song.
Granger Smith with Earl Dibbles Jr. and Nashville singer-songwriter Kendall Marble.
Now I'm rough down the lonesome, but I feel right at home. Cause I've done grown accustomed to sinking like a stone.
This concert is Saturday, February 26th at the Spur. This is a full band show, and for details and to get your tickets, go to ericksonevents.com. That's ericksonevents.com. Granger Smith with Earl Dibbles Jr. and Kendall Marble, Saturday, February 26th at the Spur, being brought to you by Coors Light, the Pita Pit, Clarion Hotel and Suites, the Spur, and Wild 94.3. This is an Erickson Unlimited production.
Explore winter trails you never thought possible. Stan, float, walk on snow with better traction and stability than walking down the street. Modern snowshoes are the perfection of a thousand-year-old idea. They're lightweight and versatile, easy and fun to use for all ages. If you can walk, you can snowshoe. Get the exercise you crave. Let it snow. Go explore. Start today. No lift ticket required. But first, find the right style and the right fit at Frontier Outfitters. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
I was telling Emmy during the break that the listener to this show are the more mature audience, I believe, you know, and so a lot of them don't do Facebook. So if they have a box of 8mm or VHS or Beta or whatever, how would they get a hold of you?
Again, I do have email, but if some people aren't versed with email either.
What email? What's that?
All right. Now, I think that's a small percentage of the campaign. Yeah. I don't think it's. I think most of them right now know Facebook.
I was thinking of Satterberg.
See, even Satterberg's figured out Facebook. So if Satterberg has figured out Facebook,
yeah, that's true.
I think most of the others have. I think Facebook is probably the best. Everybody knows how to do that. A lot of them may not do Facebook. You know, it may be they understand it. They just don't do it.
Yeah.
Well, for email purposes, it is arcarchives907@gmail.com.
Arcarchive907. Is that archives?
Archive.
No, arcarchive907@gmail.
Nope, that's with an S. I lied. Arctic Archives.
Arctic Archives.
And then what about a phone number?
My phone number that you can contact me on for the business is 907-347-2606.
See, phone numbers never work on the radio. Nobody's going to... I forgot it already. So, you know, everybody just has a button on the phone. We don't even... Everybody made such a big stink a couple months back. They said, from now on, you have to dial 907.
I know.
What the heck? And I said, it's not like the old days, like we have rotary. That would have been a pain in the butt. But now it's like, really, it's like, oh, now I got an extra three. No, you don't. Everybody's got that one number, or you go... Call Domino's Pizza, and you don't even need. So I don't know what the uproar was, but yeah. So.
I just thought of a neat analogy that goes to your great grandfather, and how he got in business, and what you're doing right now. This just struck me. Okay, so my grandfather in the 40s was up here, and he was a machinist by trade, and the outboard motor business was booming at that time. There was all these outboards; they were the new way to get around shallow water and everything. And all these rivers we had here, so it was exploding. Well, he was working on all his buddies' stuff. He was, you know, they'd bring him his motors, and pretty soon he had 10 or 12 at a time in his yard. He goes, you know, I could make a living doing this. And he did.
And that's how it started.
And actually, Emily, I wanted you to talk about some of the other stuff you do, but you made graduation videos for your sister. You did wedding, you know, you've done weddings, retirement parties, and all that other stuff. As a kind of for the family, and then all of a sudden people were calling her, hey, can you do this? So why don't you talk a little bit about those things?
Well, yeah. One of the main things, surprisingly, that I got for requests was celebration of life videos.
Right.
Which is, I mean, it's a hard thing for anybody to go through, and for me to be able to have helped people in the mourning process. And sadly, I know this is a little morbid, but if I didn't cry by the end of the video after I've watched it 50 times, I didn't do a good job.
Right. I remember doing my dad's. Yeah. It's rough. Yeah.
It is rough, but it really does help that process. And so I can help take all that old footage and take that weight of that off of the family during that time of mourning and put something together that really does help deliver the message of how amazing these people were. And so it's a huge sigh of relief for them. But it did. It started with just family friends being like, hey, I've got this thing. Do you think you could help me? Or could you help me with this? Or do you want to do this? And then it started getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's just kind of became a thing that I was the one who did that. So, yeah.
I remember Kenny Broker's dad, Charlie, when he passed. Kenny was, you know, a wreck.
Right,
Who isn't?
We all were.
And what's the last thing you want to do is deal with all that. You got to go through all the photos, and it's an emotional time. And you just hand that to Emily, and she knows how to put this stuff together. You may call and ask a few questions or what photos are.
Give me a favorite song, that type of thing.
Oh, my God. And it's just amazing, the end product. It's
right.
Really.
And not to mention that, you mentioned weddings. Mm-hmm. And usually a lot of times people get wedding videos, and they're not the best quality. You know, they'll get all the good stuff, but in between there's people's feet or it's sitting on a table.
The drunken interviews.
And what you do is you can go in, they can give you their wedding video, and you can cut out all that stuff and make it just look
Pristine.
Pristine. There we go. We got a call coming in. Should we take a call? Is this your guest?
Yeah, I think it might be Satterberg.
All right. Vegas. Well, let's see who it is. Good morning. You're on Cafe. Hold on. Good morning. You're on Cafe R's Problem Corner. Who's this? Hello. Hold on a second here. Let me see if I can hear you here. Hello? Not sure why we can't hear them.
Yeah, you got somebody else can teach me how to run that board there, Glenn.
Well, see, I've got it up. They must have hung up. So yeah. There was nothing there. Yeah. So try back if you want to. Yeah, I have it. I thought I had it right. I did. So apparently they had hung up. But.
So I take it you probably don't do things like bachelor party videos.
You'd be surprised.
Whatever pays the bills. Right?
Yeah, right. Is
that, okay. I wonder where she got that.
All right, let's see if we got this going here. Cafe R, good morning. You're on Problem Corner. Who's this?
Morning. This is April.
Hi, April.
North Pole.
Hi, April in North Pole. What can we do for you today?
Hi. I just wanted to say that I'm so glad that you're having Emily on. I am a talk radio lover and listener all my life, and I've heard the commercial that asked people to mail out their most precious memories and thought, I really want that service, but I am not putting my heart and soul in a box and sending it away.
All right.
And so when I heard Craig actually posted something on Facebook weeks ago, and I thought, oh, that is the answer for me right there. I love it. I'm so happy. And you know, I shared that around Facebook, and now I hear you here, and it's reminding me. And I wanted to tell you, Leonard, I just texted Emily, and I'm driving, but I did get her number.
Wow, you are a good listener, because normally I don't even put phone numbers on stuff when I do ads. It's like, just Google them. That's all
yeah,
I say.
Yeah, you can just Google them, but, you know.
She did get the number.
I said, hey, Siri, text, and I said her number, and then Siri texted her.
There
and
you go. So see that? So she see. So you just fixed. You just answered two things. People do hear phone numbers, and KFAR listeners are familiar with technology. So there you go. You just.
I saw it on Facebook, and I used Siri to text them.
There you go. So she's all over it.
Some of us are under 70.
Well, thank you so much for listening, and I'm glad you heard and found out about it, and you'll get your pictures done. That's fantastic. Thanks for the call. All right, bye-bye.
So what's neat about that, I think you charge about the same as what they charge outside, but you don't have the risk, right? You don't have to
You don't
worry
have to
about
pay the postage. Yeah. You don't have to worry
I definitely, my sister always tells me, you know, Em, you need to charge what you're worth. Like, you need to make sure that you're charging, you know. But the thing is that I actually really enjoy it, so it's hard for me to be like, well, you know.
But it's also a business.
And it is a business.
You got bills to pay.
Yes.
And as nice as you are and good-hearted as you are, we all have bills to pay. We don't do this
for
free.
Remember what Grandpa's saying is that we're not here to eke out a modest profit.
No, but the difference is besides having to worry about the mail out, which is a huge risk, period, with whatever it is, because oops, we lost your package, is the worst.
And nowadays,
thing.
You don't know how long it's going to take. I mean,
if you ever find it.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that I include delivery and drop off. So it's like.
And what is the turnaround time generally?
It depends on the product. So 8mm takes a while because I am taking every single frame at a time, and some of those are, you know, 16-inch reels, and so if it's a 30, or let's say it's a 20-minute film on a 16-inch reel, that's going to take me 6 to 7 hours to convert.
Wow. So there you go. So that, and that's why, you know, some people go, wow, that's awful expensive, but you got to understand how the process is done.
And
just,
and not only that, think of this, once it's done, your great-great-great-grandkids can watch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay? I mean, we're at a point in our lives here where this stuff, if we lose it, if it's gone, you can only tell people about it, and someday those stories go away. This way, it's on the internet.
And it's like, I mean, I've taken a lot of stuff and gotten it to the university archives, and they've transferred it.
They're
and got
amazing
it back.
Up there.
They're fantastic. It takes a very long time. It can take 6 months before you get your stuff back.
So my turnaround time, depending, it's usually anywhere between, if it's a small project, I'd say 1 to 2 days, and if it's a larger project, I give it about a week.
Okay. I believe we have our next guest on the phone with us. Craig, if you want to say hi to him, let's bring him up. Hello, you're on KFAR's Problem Corner. Craig, go ahead.
Yeah, who have I got?
You got Rod with Rod's Alaskan Guide Service.
All right, yeah, one of my other favorite businesses. I got to put you behind my daughter's business, though, Rob. You're my second favorite business.
All right, there you go. Well, third, because, you know, he's working here at the radio station, so let's not go jump into that. So we're going to be right with you, Rod, in just a second. We're going to do that. We've got a quick break here in about 60 seconds to hear the weather, and then we'll go from there. So, Emily, what else would you like to add that we have not talked about? Let's recap once again. It's our Emily, of course. Of course, Craig Campo's awesome daughter, good friend of mine, and we've worked together. Of course, I think the first time we worked together, we were in loincloths.
Lost and Tribe of the Lower Chena.
The Lost Tribe of the Lower Chena, which you did not video. Somebody did. We don't know
idea.
Who did. We have no idea who videotaped it. But at any rate,
there's
that was
also a trampoline scene somewhere.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Did you do that?
I edited that.
Oh, she
You're
edited
welcome.
That. That was the one we did over at my house, the Something's Not Right Compo
yes.
Ad, which...
It's on our website.
And it features my late mother on it, which is so awesome because she played along.
You can go to compos.com and on the upper right, click on the Facebook link. I mean, the YouTube link, and see all these commercials, including the Urban Ray Hoy, the Glenn Anderson commercials, What's Up with Geysers.
Shut up, I will kill you.
I'm not going to talk about
that. Sorry, I shouldn't say that online.
There we go. Inside joke there. All right, so we're going to be right back. Rod is our guest, and we're going to be talking about snow machine rentals.
Yep.
And that's a great idea. Perfect time of the year for that. We're going to be doing that here in just a minute.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
The Fairbanks Hearing and Ballot Center has big news. It's that time when all the major hearing aid manufacturers release newer products. Dr. Marianne McElwain and her team are excited to announce the latest from Phonak. Phonak has added even more to their current Paradise line with the first waterproof hearing aid called the Audéo Life. That's right, waterproof, so you can enjoy life to the fullest, wet or dry. They even offer lower cost hearing devices fitted by a licensed audiologist with a warranty and service plan. It's time to hear better and feel better. It's all at the Fairbanks Hearing and Ballot Center. Find out more at fairbankshearing.com.
Oh, we love our cars.
It's kind of a squeak, squeak sound.
Yeah, the engine makes a tick, tick, tick noise.
It's got no heat, and it's winter.
It goes bump, bump, bam.
It seems to be leaking something.
Problems we've all had with our cars. So get it to Pearson Auto with their state-of-the-art facility. They'll quickly diagnose the problem and get your rig humming along again. Only from Pearson Auto. Off the Rich near North Pole and in West Fairbanks by the airport. Pearson Auto, your dealership alternative.
Hey, why is this light on?
Weather brought to you by the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks. Your eyes connect you to your world. Care for them with the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks, your eye health professionals on Mini Street.
KFAR weather.
High of 0 today, under cloudy skies, northerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, chance for snow 13 below. Snow likely again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 4 above. Cloudy skies, 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow through Sunday. And that's your weather on KFAR, 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 10 degrees below zero.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Okay, Craig Campo back here with Glenner, and thank you, Emily, for coming in and telling us about your business.
Yeah, lots of fun. Can't wait to work with you, and I'll get with you here. So.
All right, thank you, guys.
Wonderful.
And we've got on the air, we should have Rod from Rod's Alaska Guide Service. Rod, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, Rod, how are you?
Rod runs a really successful snow machine guiding business, as well as a bunch of other stuff out in the North Pole area, and just always been intrigued by his business. One of the hardest working guys I've ever seen. Very, very conscientious about safety and everything else. Why don't you spend a few minutes, Rod, and just tell us what all you do, where you're at, and how people can get a hold of you.
Well, I sell fun for a living. That's what I do.
Woohoo! So
makes,
do I.
Makes two of us.
Yeah, three of us.
Yeah, we've got, out here in North Pole, a couple of years ago, we just built a brand new visitor center. The business is built with basically customer comfort in mind, you know, nice big area for them to come in where it's warm in between the excursions that go on with us. We offer dog sledding and snowmobiling right out of the same office. So if they're trying to pack a bunch of stuff in one day or spread it out, we got a nice place for them to come into. Got a big lineup of skidoos.
Hey, I didn't know that.
anywhere from trail sleds to mountain sleds. We've got weekly rentals, multi-day rentals. We've got got one here, a couple of the really nice setup white tracks, the ultimate hunting machines. We got a couple of those actually headed out to the Farewell Burn for a bison hunt here in about 2 weeks. You know, we try to trick everything out for comfort. You know, all of our trail sleds that we use for our tours, also available for rent for off-site rental only. You know, we put fan kits on them. There's a lot of trails get hard packed, you know, come springtime, and liquid cold sleds will overheat. Put heavy duty suspensions on them to make them even more comfortable for two passengers. And then all of our hunting rigs come with gun boots, chainsaw holders. I mean, they're the ultimate hunting rig. You show up here, you know, we walk you through a demonstration on how to operate them, how to change a belt, and, you know, off you go to make great stories.
You do a lot of ice fishing stuff too, Rob, right?
Yeah, we do. We do ice fishing right out here in North Pole. We've got heated cabins, probably the most luxurious ones in the state with a carpet. Everybody gets their own spot to fish inside. No like grumpy old men sitting out on a bucket freezing your butt off when you go with Rod.
No, and you, I know you're slammed. You guys are busy. I can't even imagine what your schedule's like. I'm glad you made time right now because I know you were busy this morning. What is your schedule? What's out there for available times, or is there any?
So we're open 6 days a week. We're closed Wednesdays. That's the only day of the week that we're closed. We're about to go to our spring hours. Our normal hours are 10 to 4. We go to our spring hours here Monday, actually. And we're open from 9 a.m. to about, you know, if customers keep going, we'll keep running as long as we have daylight.
That's what I like, as somebody that works around the customer, you know. And tell us about, I mean, let's say somebody comes up from the States, you have family coming up, and, you know, they show up with a windbreaker and spandex pants. I mean, what, you have the gear, you have all the gear for them, helmets, warm gear, gloves, what do you got?
Absolutely all the gear. We've had people show up in shorts and flip-flops when it's 25
below. Right?
You know, it's serious. It's so customer comfort again. We've got sizes anywhere from kids all the way up to 6X. Boots, jackets, bibs, gloves, neck gaiters. If you're cold on my tour, it's because you didn't take my gear.
Now, is it that's something they rent separately, or how does that work?
That's included. It's all included.
Okay, so you have so you can either rent a machine by yourself. You can add a passenger for a few bucks, I think, is how that works.
Yep.
You have to take a little training class or anything, or what?
We for our rentals, only rent to folks that have previous snowmobile experience. We want to set them up for success.
Now, what about this time of the year? Do you get a lot of foreigners, a lot of Japan or China tourists coming in?
We do. We get a good mix from all over the world. A lot of folks from the lower 48, and then you know, a good mix. You know, Europe, Germany, Australia. You know, we welcome everybody. Come have fun with us.
What about Northern Lights? Do you do a Northern Lights viewing? I'm just
We do Aurora ice fishing trip 6 nights a week, 10 p.m. to 3 a.m.
Oh, so that way you're not just out staring at the sky, but you've got another purpose for being out there. And if you can combine the two and sit out doing some ice fishing under the Northern Lights, I don't think there's a more spectacular view.
Yeah, it's super special to do it. You know, ice fishing, you're not in a cramped van hanging out with folks or on a 14-hour day up to the Arctic Circle. It's something different. You know, you get to knock out two birds with one stone, and you're nice and warm in the cabin, and the guide's constantly jumping outside, checking on the lights, checking the forecast, watching those KP indexes and BZs and all that geeky stuff that we watch to make sure that they get a shot at the Aurora if she shows.
Yeah, that's really amazing. And I know you always have ordered the some of the really nicest machines, the Grand Touring Skidoos, which you got the heated handlebars with nice windshields, the fancy suspensions.
I got the Grand Touring, and it's awesome. It's a big slugging machine, yeah. But boy, is it cozy.
Yeah, they really are nice, and that's one nice thing. You know, when you go to rent something, you want nice equipment. You don't want some old beater sled that's going to, you know, spit and smoke and everything else. And, you know, rods are all nice. Most of them are all in the 4-stroke 600s. They're quiet. You can actually listen to the person to have a conversation at the level I'm talking next to you. So that's really nice. So he uses nice equipment. I've always respected his business, and I think he's a first-class operator, and that's why I wanted to have him on the show. So
wow, look at that, Rod.
And how
kind of hard to beat that follow.
Yeah, jeez, I don't know. Well, what else to say here? I think Craig just dropped the mic.
Yeah. Well, it is. It makes a big difference. And you know, as you know, I'm sure Rod, you see a lot of repeat business. You know, when you have a successful business, you get people that come in and say, "Hey, a buddy of mine told me about this." Well, people like, my grandpa always said that too. People like to, if they have bad service. If they have good service, they'll tell three or four people. If they have bad service, they'll tell three or four dozen. And because people, you know, when they're treated poorly, they're gonna. It's just human nature. They want to tell other people maybe to have them avoid the same problem. But when you have good, really good service, they'll either tell a few people or not. But you really got to work hard to be successful. And this business that Rod's got is growing like leaps and bounds. So I'm really happy for him. I'm glad he could make the show.
Here's one, Rod. What do you do for the summer months then?
We get ready for winter. It takes us a good 45 days just to put all the snowmobiles to bed, doing oil changes, and we retorque every single nut and bolt. So no matter when we get snow, whether it's October, I pray for October snow. Sorry to rest of Fairbanks.
Yeah,
I pray for October snow.
I know the feeling.
Or whether it's mid-November, all we got is go out and hit that start button. We're ready to rock and roll about 3 days to get our trails up from the first snow, and we're open for business.
Now, speaking of the trails up, you probably have to keep them somewhat groomed as well. That's been a bit of a chore over the last month or so, was it not?
Not for us.
No, it was just more fun. You guys like, yoo-hoo, we're just going to go play.
Yeah. Well, we've got this new 900 Ace LE Wide Track Turbo on it, and we've got custom groomers, and we groom our trails almost every single day. We've got about 70 miles of maintained trails, and about every third day, every foot of our trails get groomed. So for our customers that haven't driven a snowmobile before, you know, we start every snowmobile trip with a safety briefing, how do you operate it, and we've got a practice track here. Everybody gets to practice time, build their confidence, and then the trails, I'd like to say they're better than the stuff that they've got in the Northeast. They're just smooth as butter, maintained nice.
Hey, got a question for you. You have, if somebody just wants to check out the facility, and you know, can you tell us where it's at, and can they come out and just look around, maybe look at the equipment and just get an idea in case they got maybe family coming up or something? Do you guys do that where they can just check you out?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're here every day from at least 9 to 5. More than welcome to come out and visit us. We're 4 miles from downtown North Pole. We're at the end of Rep Road.
At the end of Rep Road. Okay, well, that's not hard to find. And then how do they get a hold of you? Phone numbers? And I know Glenn's not a big fan of phone numbers or websites. I love your website, but you've got some great pictures of guys catching nice fish out there. And just there's nobody on that website that isn't just got the biggest smile on their face.
Yeah, you know, the one thing, you know, I say I sell fun, but I'm not the dentist, I'm not the doctor. When people show up, they're happy to come in my office, and they leave even happier. So I've got the best job in the world.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's good. Do you have a Facebook page as well for this?
Say that again?
Do you have a Facebook page as well?
We do have a Facebook page. Our office number, 907-378-1851. You can search us on Facebook under Rod's Alaskan Guide Service website. We pop right up. Website is www.rodsalaskanguideservice.com.
All right, there you go. Just Google search Rod's Alaskan Guide Service.
.com.
And you'll find it.
And I felt real bad for Rod this year because he ordered a bunch more machines. He orders machines from us all the time. And of course, with the delays this year, it's a lot of people weren't so concerned about it. You know, it's their toy, whatever. And Rod's trying to make a living. And
right, that's a little different.
Craig, where's my sleds? So I felt real bad, but, you know, and he's a real patient guy, real understanding, but it was frustrating. And I know it was really.
Patience has been a thing this year for a lot of people.
It has been. Yeah. But when you're running a business, you need your good equipment and you need it now. And hopefully we never have to go through that again. But I appreciate your patience through all that, Rod. It's a really big. Big thing. We appreciate your business, and I know your customers really appreciate your business.
Yeah, we like to have our customers on nice new machines. I mean, our what I call my old machines, most of them are only 2 years old, but we like to keep them on fresh, nice new machines.
And,
I don't know how Skidoo keeps making better machines. You know, just the new Grand Tourings I just got last week, the new Gen 4s, the 2022s are just They're better. I don't know how they keep making them better.
Well, look at this. Look at this little advertisement going on here. See, you see, now we know why Craig Compo volunteers to fill in for Dave Cruz.
Yeah, the free
always
plugs,
never. I don't know what he paid you, Rod. I don't know. Here's the deal. Now, with these sleds, that kind of answered part of my question. How often do you go through? How long, you know, because they probably get ridden fairly hard and fairly often. You said about every couple of years or so. And yep. With that, what do you do with the ones that do you retire them? Obviously, they're still rideable somewhere. You just, you know, do you sell them online somewhere to people? What do you do with the sleds once they're put out of service? Because I'd imagine they still run fine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. These new 600 Aces, you know, our guide sleds get the most mileage. We've got some 600 Aces the guides ride with over 30,000 miles on them. And they're just like they're brand new.
Right. So what do you do with the ones that you no longer, that are out of commission? Do you use them for parts or do you give them back to, sell them back to Craig for a discount? Do you sell them on eBay? What do you do with these older sleds?
Well, I haven't ran into that dilemma yet. So once Skidoo can start pumping out more sleds for me, then I'll
okay,
have
all right. So that's a good, there's another good ad right there. Haven't
that's
had
right.
to retire any of them. Okay,
right.
So we just
30,000 miles still going strong.
We just continue the love for Skidoo. I see what's going on here. I see how this all works. It's all coming into play.
Yeah.
Now I get it. Now I get it.
Rod, I really want to thank you for making it the show, and people should visit you. So have a good one. Stay busy and safe out there.
I appreciate the invite. We also do a 10% resident discount. So
okay.
Folks call in.
Yep.
Happy to give you guys 10% off.
Beautiful.
Okay, this is Craig Compo wrapping it up for David Cruz on Problem Corner. Thanks for joining us.
It's a good time today.
Yeah, it was good.
KFAR, 97.5 FM and